from KQED.
On Tuesday, voters added several lines of new code to the software that governs public budgets in California. Proposition 26 will require a two-thirds vote at the state and local level to pass new fees. That's a daunting prospect for many programs that rely on fees to function. And as Lauren Summer explains, Prop 26 could undercut the very climate change initiative voters protected at the polls Tuesday.
You would think with the defeat of Prop 23, the measure that would have suspended California's global warming law, environmental groups would be feeling ecstatic.
Well, it's a mixed feeling.
Bill McGovern is director of Sierra Club California. He's concerned about the potential effects of Prop 26. The measure, backed by companies like Chevron and Philip Morris, changes the way fees are approved in California. Normally, that's done with a majority vote in the state legislature. With Prop 26, a two-thirds supermajority vote will be needed to pass routine fees, the same standard needed to pass a tax.
And in California, it's virtually impossible to increase a tax or pass a new one.
McGovern says that's a problem because fees are a big part of state environmental programs.
Most of California's environmental protection programs to clean up our air and water, those are funded not by the taxpayers, but by fees on the polluters.
And programs under California's global warming law also rely on fees. Prop 26 is likely to hit cities and counties as well, which now need two-thirds of voters to approve new fees on businesses and consumers. San Rafael City Council member Mark Levine says fees are an important tool for cash-strapped cities.
This is going to have tremendous impact. It's a constitutional chokehold on local government.
At the least, Prop 26 is likely to cause confusion at the local and state level. Many are predicting it will be fought out in the courts. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Summer.